Chazal says, "Nachshu b'chachas chushagim b'vayim Yehuda meseches Erevin daf nun vav." Bryce says, "When squaring the boundary of a city, we make the square according to the directions of the world: one side facing north, another south, etc. The way to determine the directions of the world is by knowing that the constellation of Egla is in the north and of Akrav is in the south." Bryce says, "Another way to determine how to make the square of the city is following the location of sunrise and sunset during the different seasons of the year. For example, if one were to draw a line from where the sun rises to where it sets on the longest day of the year, that would be north." And the north side of the square should be drawn parallel to it, because in the summer the sun rises and sets more to the north, and in the winter it rises and sets more to the south. Although at all times it takes a path that goes southerly around the world by day and back up north at night. If one were to draw a line from where the sun rises to where it sets on the shortest day of the year, that would be south. And the south side of the square should be drawn parallel to it. On the days of the spring and the fall equinoxes, the sun rises in the middle of the eastern sky and sets in the middle of the western sky, and therefore east and west can be determined from this as well. Rabbi Shashi says the sun never rises or sets in the true north or south, so it can't be used as a guide to determine its proper location. Shmuel said, based on the fact that a year is 365 and a quarter days, that means each solar event will happen 1 day and 6 hours later in the week than it happened the year before. Given that the sun was placed into creation, meaning the spring equinox, was at the beginning of the night, 6 p.m., every spring equinox will happen either at the beginning of the night, at midnight, at the beginning of the day, 6 a.m., or at midday. Also, based on the fact that each season is 13 weeks and 7.5 hours long, every season will begin 7.5 hours in the day later than the last one began. Therefore, the summer solstice can either begin at 1:30 a.m., 7:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m., or 7:30 p.m. The fall equinox can either begin at 9 a.m., 3 p.m., 9 p.m., or 3 a.m. The winter solstice begin at either 4:30 p.m., 10:30 p.m., 4:30 a.m., or 10:30 a.m. Also, in the order of the seven mazalos that change every hour, each season will begin a half hour further into the cycle than the last season began, because it begins 7.5 hours later in the day than the last season. Shmuel also says that in the spring, if the spring equinox begins during the mazal of tzedek, all the trees get ruined. If the winter solstice begins in the mazal of tzedek, the seeds will dry out. This is all if the new moon of that month appeared in the hour of the mazal of levana or tzedek. Bryce says, one who squares the boundary of a city for tchum purposes, it will later become clear that the Bryce is discussing a round city with a 2,000 amah diameter, so he makes it like a square board. He then goes and squares the tchum as well, effectively making a square of 2,000 by 2,000 amahs to all four sides of the city. However, when he's measuring the 2,000 amahs, he should not measure 2,000 amahs in a diagonal from the corner, because that will lead to the lines straight north, south, east, and west being less than 2,000 amahs. Rather, he measures the straight lines as 2,000 amahs, thereby making squares on each side of the city, and then adds an additional square of that same size to the four corners of the city. The result, assuming a round city of 2,000 amahs, is that the squaring of the city's boundaries increased the boundaries by 400 amahs from the city to the corner of the square, and 2,800 amahs from the corner of the boundary to the corner of the tchum, which is an additional 800 amahs more than the 2,000 amahs the tchum would normally get. Thus, there's a total gain of 1,200 amahs because of the squarings that were done. Abai explains, the gains in these amounts are true for a city that is a circle with a 2,000 amah diameter, like we explained. Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yossi, says in a brisa, the Levim were given an additional area of 2,000 amahs around their cities. The area of 1,000 amahs around the city was to be left empty, which would be a quarter of the entire area, and the remaining could be used for planting and vineyards. Rava says this is learned from a pasuk that 1,000 amahs should be left empty. In fact, the area left open is half of the area. It's 1,000 of 2,000, not a quarter. First heresy is at Rava. Rava says this can be explained that a city of 2,000 amahs by 2,000 amahs, the area given to the Levium at each side of the city is also a square of 2,000 by 2,000 amahs. Squares of equal size are then added to each corner. The resulting size of the entire area belonging to the Levium is 6,000 by 6,000 amahs, which is 36 million square amahs. The initial added area around the city, which is four squares of 2,000 amahs each, is 16 million square amahs. The corner squares are also equal to 16 million square amahs. Out of this, 12 million square amahs were left empty, four areas of 1,000 by 2,000 amahs along each side, and four areas of 1,000 by 1,000 amahs at each corner. That's how you get it. According to this explanation, the open areas equal 12 million square amahs out of the total of 32 million square amahs of the area outside the city. That's more than a third, and definitely not the fourth, the quarter, that the Braisa says it is. And where it says the Braisa meant to include the area of the city itself as part of the total. Even so, that makes it 12 million out of 36, which is a third, not a quarter. The Braisa is discussing a circular city, which therefore gets a circular area of 1,000 amahs of empty space. The general rule is that a circle is a quarter less than the square that can enclose a circle. If so, the 12 million square amahs of empty space is actually actually only 9 million square amps of empty space. 9 million out of 36 million is exactly a quarter, like the Brisa says. Bai gives another answer. Bai says the Brisa may be discussing a city that's 1,000 amps by 1,000 amps. The additional area will be a rectangle of 2,000 by 1,000 amps on each side of the city, which is 2 million square amps each, for a total of 8 million square amps. The squares needed to fill in the corners are 2,000 by 2,000 amps, or 4 million square amps each, for a total of 60 million square amps for all the corners, for a grand total of 24 million square amps for the entire area added to the city. The amount of the area left empty is 8 million square amps, which is 1,000 squares of 1,000 by 1,000 at each end of the city, and the same size squares at each corner. The fact of the matter, but still, it's 8 million out of 24 million is only a third, not a quarter. Mar says the Bryce is discussing a circular city. Again, the general rule is that a circle is a quarter less than the square that can enclose a circle. Therefore, the empty space is actually not 8 million, but 6 million square amps, which is exactly one quarter of the total of 24 million square amps.